Jeff to hand out a little booklet. The lesson this evening came from the idea of a song. I mentioned this morning that on YouTube you can listen to gospel music, a cappella music, and there is a group called Hallel. That's H-A-L-L-A-L. And you can type in YouTube the name Hallel Music, and you can listen to the song that this lesson, this is where the idea came from, is from this song. As I was searching for references to, for the lesson this evening, I came across this. And so I made this in booklet form. This little booklet is pretty interesting. We'll get to that in just a moment. The intention, again, this afternoon is to continue to encourage and as we struggle to endure the conditions that surround us today. I know that I've had a lot more time to study and read the Bible over this last few months since we've had this stay-at-home rule, I guess you would call it. But the song that this idea for the lesson came from was called The Name. And the lyrics to this song, I went in search for the lyrics, but I couldn't find the written lyrics. So I had to listen to the song over and over again, write those lyrics down so that I could tell you what the lyrics of the song was, where the idea came from. The lyrics to the song: Abba, Father, living water, shepherd, servant, and king, master, teacher, Lord, and keeper, counselor, prince of peace, almighty creator, Emmanuel, Savior, Adam, I am the rock. Hosanna, Messiah, Yahweh, Jehovah, Alpha, Omega, God. Friend and healer, Christ Redeemer, great is your holiest name. The name Jesus. Jesus the name. O great is your name. Great is your name forever and ever. Jesus the name. The name. Jesus the name. So the lyrics consist of nothing but names of Jesus. For the text this evening, I've selected Philippians 2, verse 9 through verse 11. There it says, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let us go to I wanted to mention another one too. Church of Christ 24 is congregational singing, if you like congregational singing. You can also just go to YouTube and just type in Church of Christ 24. And there are, this Hallel group has some 400 hymns and songs that are on there. Before I get started, I wanted to mention something concerning Brother Dwayne's lesson this morning. He talked about babies and kids. And so when Jeff and I got home, we moved here in 1985. When the family moved, Jeff was 7 months old. So late 80s, early 90s, we counted up. There were 19 children in this congregation in the late 80s, early 90s. 19. It was a pretty big group at that time. It's a big, I stutter when I say it. Okay, if you'll turn to Philippians 4 and verse 8, there the Bible says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Paul's list of things on which we should meditate translate well from the Greek to the English. There is no need for explanation upon each item. These, the Apostle Paul would say, are the fruit and the food of the mind that is guarded by the peace of God. When we put these things into our thoughts, they stay in our minds and then they come forth as actions. Much of the Christian life comes down to the mind, the things we think about. In Romans 12 and verse 2, speaks of the essential place of being transformed, of the renewing of the mind. And in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, it speaks of the importance of casting down arguments and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience to Christ. What we choose to meditate on matters. What Paul describes here is a practical way to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As I read through this booklet, there are over 100 verses of names and titles given specifically of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you read the verses in the booklet, you find what is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, things of good report, and praiseworthy. These are the things we should think about. These are the things that bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In Psalms 19 and verse 14, there it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Prayer is when we talk to God. Meditation is when God talks to us. Open the booklet to the inside cover on that first page. There it has a verse, Colossians 3 and verse 17. "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Let me tell you, the more you study this list, the more we will understand who Jesus really is. How can we help but love Him as we read these verses? Brother Brett Hickey said he liked the way Andy Stanley put it. When we see God as He really is, we are more prone to do as He says. The question has been asked, what is in a name? Shakespeare tells us that there is nothing in a name. A rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. One newspaper ad read, "Lost. One dog, brown hair with several bald spots. The right leg broke due to an auto accident. Rear left hip hurt. Right eye missing. The right ear was bitten off in a dog fight. He answers to the name Lucky." Everybody's heard that, but unusual name. In his book entitled Names, Paul Dickinson collected strange and unusual names. In his book, in 1941, two men were executed in Florida in the electric chair. Their names were Will Byrne and Will Frizzle. A Montreal window washer fell while washing windows and died. His name was Will Drop. A fellow by the name of Dan Druff became a barber. Two police partners were named Go Forth and Catch 'em.
two men, one named O'Neill and the other Pride, became partners in church equipment. Will Crumble was a plaster contractor. Solomon reminds us in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. In Exodus 20 and verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Words matter, and names matter. And no name matters more than the name Lord. Paul writes of Jesus Christ, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Philippians 2 and 9. A.W. Pink said, his name must be used neither with contempt, irreverently, or needlessly. It is striking to observe that the first petition in the prayer the Lord taught his disciples is, hallowed be thy name. The name of God is to be held profoundly sacred. In our ordinary speech and in our religious devotions, nothing must enter that is in any wise lowers the sublime dignity of the holiest, of the highest holiness of that name. The greatest sobriety and reverence are called for. It needs to be pointed out that the only time the word reverend is found in the Bible is in Psalms 111 and verse 9 of the King James Version, where we read, holy and reverend is his name. How irreverent for preachers to style themselves as reverend. It seems people have no idea how God views their choice of words. And if we do not pay attention, will be guilty of the same error. In Matthew 12, verse 34 through verse 37, it says, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word a man may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. What does God mean by taking the Lord's name in vain? He means using it lightly, frivolously, or profanely. In a sermon by Brother Brett Hickey entitled Honoring the Lord's Name, he said that Jews understand this and always have, so much so that they never even pronounced his name. They wrote it with capital letters, YHVH. The Masoretic scribe copied the name in a manuscript. He had to sit in full Jewish dress, wash his whole body, and could not begin to write the name of God with a pen newly dipped in ink. And should a king address him while writing that name, he must not take notice of him. It was ultimate respect. So how is God's name profaned today? How do men take God's name in vain? Today, there is hardly a movie produced without swearing, profanity, and using the Lord's name in vain. And do you know why? Because this reflects how the people of the world treat God's name. The following list is from Brother Brett's sermon. People misuse God's name when insulting others. People abuse God's name in excusing their behavior. Instead of accepting and obeying God, people say, I have prayed about it, and God has given me peace on this. People misuse God's name to blackmail and coerce. David Koresh, the leader of the Waco-based Branch Davidian cult, God told me for you to give me your wife. Jim Jones of the People's Temple, God says that you should drink this Kool-Aid. Oral Roberts, if you don't send 8 million within 3 months, God says he will call me home. People use God's name to project a sham. Phrases like praise the Lord and hallelujah punctuate their speech. These are wonderful words when they come from a heart full of devotion to God. But you can teach a parrot to say these words, and that is all some people are doing. Parrot the talk of their religious mentors with no real thought of true significance of these words, or any thought of the consequences of using God's name lightly. The Apostle Paul speaks of those who profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. People misuse God's name in jokes. Jesus, God, and heavenly things are holy and not to be used as material for humor. People abuse God's name to express surprise or amazement. Be careful with euphemisms such as gosh, golly, gee whiz, geez, or jeepers. We misuse God's name if we do not worship in spirit. Matthew 15 in verse 8, Jesus said, "These people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Have you ever sung a song about Jesus thoughtlessly? People abuse God's name by disobeying God's law. Remember, we are under the law of Christ, not the law of Moses. It is just as serious to take the Lord's name in vain by what we do as by what we say. God's people have always taken God's name with them. Israel means God prevails, or soldiers of God. If you're a Christian, you take God's name with you to school, to work, when you go home, when you go to the store, or when you go to a ball game. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19, "The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Iniquity is defined as the condition of one without the law, either because one is ignorant of it or because he is violating it. It means contempt for the violation of law, manifestations of disregard for the law. We take the Lord's name in vain when we claim to be committed, but our actions do not back up that claim. Let us not drag the name of Jesus through the gutter. You ever get your mouth washed out with soap? The mouth is not the real problem. It's the heart. And what is inside will come out. When you squeeze the tube of toothpaste comes out. When the world squeezes you, what comes out? Whatever it is, that is what is in your heart. In conclusion, use God's name in an honoring way by praying, reading the Bible, talking to others about the Lord, singing songs of praise to the Lord. Stand up for Jesus' name when others profane it. The more you use His name reverently, the less you will use it in vain. God has highly exalted and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that is given among men by which we must be saved. The name. Jesus is the name. If there's anyone subject to the gospel call, we bid you come, Lord, this morning.